Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. We're another week closer to this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So let's find out what's been happening this week on your Insight podcast. Yes, March 22nd, 2011. It's your Eurovision Insight podcast, www.escinsight.com. Here with you twice a week, right through, actually until the start of May. And we switch to the daily shows coming to you from Dusseldorf. Monday the 2nd of May will be our first morning chat show right through until the song contest itself. Two semi-finals, 10th and the 12th of May, and the final on the 14th. Before then, weekly news, the Jukebox Juries, as we analyse all the 2011 songs and everything that's been happening in the world of Eurovision. It might be the calm before the storm, but there's still a fair amount of stuff going on that we can talk about. Okay, let's take overall news first with the reference group. This is a group of people that help your host country put on the contest, look at changes to the rules, and basically all the interesting stuff goes through there. Martin Verhagen from Belgian TV has joined the reference group for a two-year period. Federico Lano and Christian Borkman have been re-elected for another 2 years each there as well. The previous exec producer, John Olsen, of course, has moved up into the EBU framework for running the contest. So Bruno Berbes will now be taking the executive producer title as John Olsen holds on to EBU executive supervisor. Reference group, of course, also joined by host broadcasters from the previous 2 years, in this case it's Russia and Norway, and the German hosts as well, just to make sure everything runs smoothly and provide a little bit of continuity in a contest that changes location and country every single year. As we noted last week, the deadline has passed. All the songs have now been submitted. There's a little CD factory somewhere hurriedly scurrying away the double CDs ready for shipping mid-April out to everybody. And the preview video clips have all been sent out to the national broadcasters. Some of them will keep a hold of them. Someone will stick them on websites. They'll appear on YouTube, BBC iPlayers, all of that stuff going forward. So check the portals and all of your favourite video sites and watch which ones are getting the promotion and the push from the artists, organisers and broadcasters all involved. Any singers and performers who are going to make a chart run with their song before the contest, which is a strategy put to great use by many countries, especially Germany and Lena last year, they're probably getting ready for a release probably mid to late April, so they can get in, get the number one, and then concentrate on getting to Dusseldorf for the rehearsals and everything. They wouldn't want to be distracted in that week one. It's of May the 2nd to May the 9th. Just gets a little bit too busy. Armenia's entry will be choreographed by Emmy Zarian, not Emmy the singer, but another choreographer who's also called Emmy. She did the choreography for Greece last year in OPA, which included that last minute change from the semi-final performance to the final performance, just to make it work that little bit better. Let's be honest, Armenia really would like to win. They'd also, I have a sneaky feeling, they'd like to do the double as well, having won Junior Eurovision at the end of last year as well, and be the first country to hold both at the same time. It remains to be seen, of course, if they will be one of the 43 winning countries, but it certainly won't be for want of trying. Okay, other news. Mostly in the songs. A lot of them now are changing languages. Quite a few of them are staying in the language and sorting themselves out. Croatia, for example, have now confirmed that their song Celebrate will be done in English. Interestingly, they've also released a pure lyrics track and all the musical stems as well, and asking fans to do their very own remix of the song. The best one gets to go on the official promo CD, and Croatia probably being sneaky, but all the ones that don't win will probably be posted unofficially in all the usual places, just giving the song a little bit of extra PR and awareness. But anyway, smart move releasing all those stems and everything. Congratulations. Be nice if more countries followed that example. Iceland have moved the song after Heim back to Coming Home in English. It was, of course, originally written in English, but Icelandic TV wanted everything sung in Icelandic, so the lyrics were hastily rewritten by Sjorn's widow, and now they've been moved back to the English. You know, and here's an interesting thing. Us fans are now going to be completely au fait and understand all the sort of national language ones. When you move it to another language, either from national to English or English to national, it just feels a little bit wrong to the fans. But we have to remember that millions of people will be watching the contest, won't have heard it in any version, so it doesn't matter to them. Let's see, Poland sang it in Polish at the final. We're going to be in English. It's now back to Polish for whatever reasons. We're not quite clear. Bulgaria and Serbia are both doing it in their native languages, naturally Bulgarian and Serbian as well. One final piece of news this week, April 9th. It's Eurovision in Concert night. More details at eurovisioninconcert.web-log.nl. It's €25 a ticket, taking place in Amsterdam. Currently 21 of the 43 performers at this year's Eurovision Song Contest are signed up to make an appearance. That's bigger than one of the both semi-finals, actually. 19 in each of those and 24 in the final on Saturday night. All right then, song-wise, let's take one of those remixes. Nina is singing. This is magical. It's magical because it actually is magical. Let's be fair, though. What she's not doing is singing the song. She's singing it in Serbian, but there's an English version, there's a German version coming. Again, part of the PR battle, part of the battle to get the song known and the name known out there. So Caroman is the original, which we will be having on the Jukebox Jury in the near future. But for now, the English version is called Magical. Nina, for Serbia.
Here I go, walking home on a cold winter night, and my day was just such a mess. People tend to be strange, always picking a fight, going crazy from all the stress. As I dig through my bag to behold all the keys, trying hard not to lose my nerve. The door opens and suddenly there he is. There's a sunshine that fills my world. I know I'm such a lucky girl. All at once I feel as though the spring's on my doorstep, 'cause he says I'm pretty, he won't let me forget. And wait a minute, time to know he's a keeper. At once I feel as though the spring's on my doorstep, 'cause he says I'm pretty, he won't let me forget. And wait a minute, it's time to know he's a keeper. The man is magical. He takes my darkest thoughts and colors them yellow. With him I'm stronger, yeah, he makes me mellow. I know he loves me just the way that I am now.
With a little coda at the end. I mean, Burt Bacharach would be proud of that song. That's all I'm going to say. For more of what I think of that and all the other songs this year, Jukebox Jury is coming up every single Friday. We're through now every Friday on Jukebox Jury with the 2011 songs. We had our first five last week. Big thanks to Nikki French for putting up with Paul Jordan, and Paul Jordan for making sure we got Nikki on the show. We are going to hopefully have some more special guests, not necessarily from the world of Eurovision. Always nice to have a little bit of a third party look in as we go forward, but we'll have another Jukebox Jury this Friday, five or six songs looking at our what's going to be the hit, the miss and the maybe. Will Nina and Caroban be in there? Well, you're just going to have to listen to find out. It's relatively easy to keep listening to us, www.escinsight.com, or you will find us in iTunes. Just search for ESC Insight or Eurovision Podcast, and you will find us. If you're already a listener, we'd very much appreciate a review on iTunes. Tell us what you think of the show. Give us a star rating, one up to five. There's no deuce points. It's a bit of a shame, really. And, of course, our coverage from Eurovision 2011 will be kicking off Monday, the 2nd of May, with hangovers and jet lag and everybody we can rope up for the fun and games in Dusseldorf. For now, thank you very much for listening. I'm Ewan Spence. You can get in touch with me, Ewan, at escinsight.com. For any of you comics, you'll also be able to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all the usual places. And it's time for the guitars.